did that.
Blog Talk Radio.
And that hasn't changed, by the way. So let's just be real clear. We just got a little smarter on how to do it. But I was born into this world with a very loving mom who was using barbiturates and drinking alcohol. I cried for 4 years because I was different. They needed to rock me. I couldn't stand stimulation. What does this sound like to you, right? And yet, I had a loving mom who was in so much pain. And by the time I was six, one attempted suicide, then she was really sick. And do you know how I know it, David? Do you know why I'm so passionate? Do you know why I love what you're doing and love you? Here's why. My stepmom taught me how to show up. Otherwise, I'd not be able to have a conversation with you. But my dad never threw away my mom's letters from Bellevue.
Wow.
I was given those when my dad died. And I read them. And I understood what that was about. Now, a lot of people don't have that. So I want you to really share with us, in your heart, why is this touching you so personally? Because, you know, David, you don't do what you do or what I do because some fancy-dancy person has said we should do it.
Yeah.
What's driving your heart, David?
You know, it's a great question, Pat, because this certification, these three manuals, are basically my life. You know, I attempted suicide in 1990, and I failed. I have the biggest heart in the world for people in that position, for families that I counsel when they've lost. You know, I mean, it just touches me so deeply. I battled with anxiety and depression for 30 years, and I didn't even know it, Pat, and that was the underlying cause of my addictions. I didn't know how to deal with anxiety and depression, so I went to alcohol and cocaine for 30 years. So I have a really strong affiliation for these topics mm-hmm. we're talking about, you know, insomnia, PTSD, anxiety, depression. You know, I have never experienced weight gain, but that's a huge issue that Americans and the world is going through right now. I mean, the last I saw was 86% of Americans are obese or overweight.
Yep.
You know, like, it's just amazing. But I have the ultimate of compassion of the challenges that I face. You know, I draw so many clients that are facing these same challenges of addiction and mental health challenges and procrastination and a lack of drive and all those kind of things. And, you know, I sit there and I just go, oh, my God, I'm so blessed to be in the presence of this person because I can allow them to share with me what they may not share with other people, which is why this certification is so important. They walk out feeling lighter. We give them exercises to help them feel even lighter and to progress along. And it's so close to my heart, Pat, that I want to be involved in this field even deeper and more deeply than I ever have in the past. You know, I talked about my mom on your show and, you know, how I lost her about a year and 3 months ago or something like that. But, you know, she was someone that taught me how to be compassionate for people that are suffering, how to be compassionate for people that are struggling. And I didn't realize until I got into the work years ago of how much of an influence she had on getting me into this field. I mean, she loved everyone, and she especially loved the marginalized, the homeless, the people that were, you know, neglected. She had a huge heart for those people. So I think being raised in the family I was raised was a great advantage to me, even though I wasn't a good kid. Years later, I look back and see what a blessing it was. But then, Pat, you know, all of these struggles that I've gone through have just opened up my heart so immensely to say that, hey, this is the reason I'm on this earth. And every struggle had a purpose. Now, a lot of people may not agree with me on that, but I look at my depression, my anxiety, my suicide attempts. I look at them all as perfectly divinely planned to give me the knowledge and compassion for others, Pat. I couldn't have this knowledge and compassion for someone battling deep anxiety if I hadn't gone through it myself. I may have compassion for them, but not anywhere near at the level I do.
I shared this the other day, and it is the story that I share now about what happened to me 6 months after signing on for this show. I did not plan this. This was not, let me say this. I did not plan this to be this way. I did plan my life to have this energy. But if you'd have told me when I'm in the middle of a doctoral program, you know, studying to be a very high-paid consultant, that was my end game, right? I had consulting firms waiting for me to graduate. They love my research. They want, you're the change agent. You're a re-engineering expert. Nobody's doing what you're doing. You're talking about psychological contracts. Come work for us. Here's 250 grand. I graduated school with honors, won awards for the research. I studied broken promises for 10 years because of what you're talking about. And I want to say this. My mentor said to me before she passed away, Pat, you're going to learn this lesson, and you just said it. You cannot take a person to a place you haven't gone yourself. The reason you won awards for this and the reason you're so passionate is because you've lived it. When I started the show, I wanted to talk about wellness. I'd never been sick, David. I'd never been physically sick.
Oh, my God.
6 months. 6 months after signing on for 3 months on digital radio in 2003, my friends wanted to have me committed. They thought, you paid 13 grand for 13 weeks of radio on the Internet. You're crazy. And then I started with KKNW, this network.
Yep.
I'm telling you, by this point, this is where your relationship starts to really get shaken up because you're not earning money. You've turned down all those $250,000 jobs, plus bonuses, plus this, plus that. We're going to send you to France, all of that crazy, right? And I sent on for this. But I, in my heart, knew what I wanted to do, but I doubted myself. April 1st of 2004, my body stopped working, literally. Inflammation. On the 31st of March, I'm given a workshop, right? This is, tell me about the cosmic joke, because this is about what mental health is about. I'm given a workshop, live your greatest dream. By the end of the day, I couldn't walk. See, that's why you and I are here talking. We're not talking heads. We're walking heads.
Amen.
And that's what's exciting. Before we go to break, tell me a little bit about your invitation for people to get educated through your certification program. And I mean educated because you've got to be educated.
Yeah.
Invite people to do this and tell them how to do it. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about the anatomy of mental health certification and Master Life Coaching by David Essel. What's your invitation right now to people?
You know, I invite the whole audience to join us, Pat. It is going to be the most mind-blowing weekend when we do these certifications because people are going to walk away radically changed. The people that come that are going to be coaches for others are going to be so shocked at what they learn and how their life will improve before they even start coaching. I mean, this is one of the most exciting things. You know, at the end of the first 10-hour day, people are going to be flipping out. We've seen it happen since 1996. They come up and go, oh, my God, I had no idea. Every hour there was something about me I'm learning. You know, it's so great. So we welcome you. All you have to do is go to our website, talkdavid.com, and send us an email that you're with Dr. Pat, and you automatically get $1,000 off of the certification. I mean, right away, we welcome you. And we say, because I have so much love for Dr. Pat, and obviously, as a follower of Dr. Pat, you do too, let us reward you. So you immediately get $1,000 off. It's 10 hours on a Saturday. It's 10 hours on a Sunday. The one in Zoom that you can take from anywhere in the country is in July. The one in Fort Myers, Florida, that we're doing live, is June 25th and 26th. Right. So the first one you can attend is the one in Fort Myers, Florida, live event. We're so psyched. We're going to have a room full of people going through the certification with you. You can join us then and save your $1,000, or you can join us in July with the Zoom certification and sit in your living room and take it, whatever is best for you. But this is the last thing I want to say about it. The crucialness of this certification cannot be spoken about enough. There are not enough counselors. There's not enough therapists. There's not enough nurses. There's not enough first responders in the world to deal with what's going on right now. And that's where you're going to have a chance to be a leader in the field. You're going to be way ahead of the curve. You know, I say this, and this is not to knock counselors and therapists and everything else.
No.
There's going to be information that the average counselor and therapist does not know.
We're not allowed to share it either, by the way, so let's just be clear about that. There's something that is in our credentials, especially if we're clinical, that we are actually not allowed to talk about, too. And that's so important to mention because there's so much not said, right? Right, David?
Oh, yeah, there's a ton not said. And the cool thing about being a coach is that you have the liberty. You don't have the handcuffs on. You have the liberty to do everything that counselors do. You have the liberty to sit and to listen. You have the liberty, which we will teach you how to ask great questions, how to give great assignments. But the other thing is, Pat, the coaches are going to learn things like about amino acid supplementation for brain chemistry that counselors are never taught. We're going to teach the use of essential oil for brain chemistry that counselors are never taught.
So it's holistic.
Because it's all holistic, right? We're going to be teaching you multiple forms of contemplation, meditation, that most counselors are never taught. So, you know, and I'm not putting counselors down. I am one, for God's sake. But when I came out of the training program and realized what I was not taught, Pat, that I have now learned over 43 years, that's the advantage of this mental health certification, that you're going to get information you won't find anywhere else because we've been so blessed with the experiences we've had over all these years. And now it's put together in a complete program.
And you're going to be able to add at the end of, okay, so at the end of your name, like blah, 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 David Essel, you're going to be able to add this certification. When we come back, Benny, we're going to talk about the levels you will learn. I love this. Three levels. We're going to talk about this. And I'm just saying that if there was ever a need to have more people educated and certified in this field, the numbers don't show it. If you were to hear the stories that David and I, that we could tell right now, I won't because it's confidential. Even with my degree, have all the tools. That's why I'm not a practicing clinical psychologist. I need to bring in herbs. I need to bring in, hello, there's a reason we're called Reverend. Let's take a short break. You didn't know that, did you? I know you are. I know, right? It's even to say Reverend Dr. Pat. Okay. We're going to take this. Benny's like, what? Let's take a short break. When we come back, the anatomy of a phenomenal certification program that you will be able to help people and maybe, like I did a couple weeks ago, maybe save a life. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with David Essel.
When the rest of me is down.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Are both your life and mission passing you by? Are you wanting to step into the bigger reason why you're here? I'm Claudia Sam, your soul connection coach and host of the Be Happy Now show. It's possible to feel good to be you and to never burn out again. Hop on a free 20-minute clarity call with me to explore what life could be like if you could just say yes to yourself without the guilt. Go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/yes. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dream. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified new paradigm multidimensional transformation energy healer ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Even when you're not around, if there are boundaries, I will try to knock them down. I'm relaxing on faith, now I know that I have found.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You know, David Essel, my very special guest today, and as I said, we're going to give you very specific places to go to really look for yourself at the details we're about to talk about. We are really talking about now the anatomy, as I like to call it, the anatomy of a forward-looking mental health certification. We're looking at the anatomy of mental health for the 21st century and beyond, you know, and master life coaching. So this is two things. This is both mental health and master life coaching from, you know, the master life coach. And so one of the things I want to say, we're going to break it down for you because it's more than just a few bullet points. You're going to hear from David today and from me exactly what this is involved in. And let me tell you why, David, this is important. Because both of us have had experiences, but also I've gone to school for it as well. So have you. And here's the point. We know what's available to people. We also know what's needed that's not available. And what if all of the master life coaches that are in the world had this addendum? What if? Hello, right? What do you think?
Oh, totally. And I love the fact that you said we'll break it up because it is two completely different certifications in one. The mental health part of it is everything we've been talking about. What's the origin and the solution for addiction and anxiety and depression and PTSD and relationship challenges, financial challenges? So, you know, we look at all of those kind of things from a mental point of view. But then when you're a master life coach, you are trained to deal with anything, Dr. Pat. I mean, and that's what we love here. So it's a specific certification for mental health challenges. But those people that go through the certification with us will also be able and have the tools necessary to deal with anything that someone comes in with. So it's kind of this beautiful thing. And let me go through some stages that people may not be familiar with in the world of life coaching and mental health coaching. I mentioned this earlier, but the number one thing that the coach has to do is be able to learn to listen. And we talk about this like it's a given. It's not a given. There's a lot of people that really don't know how to listen, that when a client takes a break, they start talking. And so we teach people that a lot of times when a person takes a break, they need the break to reformulate, to see if they're safe enough to say what they want to say next. And so if you interject, you can break their train of thought and throw them off course. And you might even stifle them from giving some really valuable, deep information that they were about to say. So, you know, we teach that part of it about the skill of listening. Then we teach the skill of giving the assignments, and the assignments are hugely important. If you go to a traditional counselor, what normally happens is you walk in, 55 minutes later you walk out, and they say, great job, we'll see you next week. The odds of changing when you're just told that all you're going to do is vent or do talk therapy is very tiny. So our coaches are going to learn how to give great assignments. As a matter of fact, just before we did this interview, Pat, I had a brand new couple that came in, and there's some struggles within the family itself. So I said to them, oh, just before you guys leave, I'm going to give you about 10 minutes of assignments. And they looked up and they said, assignments? And I said, yeah. I go, listen, this is the only way it's going to change. So I gave them a bunch of different, they have a book that they're going to be reading several chapters from. They have a journaling they're going to be doing in a specific way that we teach it. So that's what our coaches are going to learn. Like when your client walks out of a session or walks away from their Zoom call or whatever it is that you're training them with, is that they're going to know specifically what's due for next week. So for next week, you're going to read these chapters. You're going to do this writing. You're going to watch these videos. You're going to do this journaling. I mean, it's very organized, very focused and specific. And then the other thing that we teach, which is crucially important, is how to ask questions to get answers. Now, a lot of times people ask questions, and they'll ask a question, and they won't get an answer that they're hoping to get. They'll ask another question. It's not because their client doesn't know how to answer questions. The coach has not been trained how to ask questions correctly. As a matter of fact, when we think about open-ended questions, an open-ended question is a question that cannot be answered with yes or no. Now, that might sound pretty simple, but you would not believe how dynamic a session becomes when the coach is asking all open-ended questions. So the client can't escape with yes, no, yes, no, maybe, yes, no. They can't. They have to interact. They have to interact with open-ended questions. So, you know, these are some of the tools that as you come into our program and take the certification, it's going to separate your work from the work of millions of other really well-meaning coaches that just haven't had this type of depth of training when it comes to helping people heal.
Yeah, and I want to go over this really quickly with people because one of the things I love about this is when we're talking about training, I just want to break this down so people understand. You know, first of all, there's a revamp of your original when did I first meet David Essel but not really meet you? Maybe in 97. Because 96, around 96, that was your first, I think it was your first program, is that correct?
Yeah,
somewhere around there. Yeah, because
yep.
I was in school, and I remember Sidonia Cahill was my mentor. I don't know how she knew you, but it doesn't matter. And so you've taken this body of knowledge that has been so successful in helping so many people, right?
Yep.
But now what you've done, you've had to do this, I would imagine. You had to rework it. And what I love about what you did is, first of all, you're looking at dual diagnosis. Anybody that doesn't know what that means, we're going to tell you. Remember I said anatomy, that's what we're doing now.
Okay.
Professional coaching, dual diagnosis, the power of conscious and subconscious mind, which you generally only get in hypnosis certification,
right.
By the way. Right?
That's right.
True? Okay.
That's true.
And right? And then you're bringing in emotional regulation, which I love, and the stepping stone. So here we have a platform, body, mind, spirit, emotion, right?
Yeah.
And the level, rise, fall of all of that, one at a time in all of them, because, see, we're living in a world now that by the very nature of a single tweet, I had somebody just come completely apart about one tweet. A complete tweet bring you down. But you're going to get at, if I get this correctly in what I read, you're going to get at the origins.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is where it's really exciting. Pat, and you already know all this, Dr. Pat, but when you find the origin of any dysfunction in life, you now know what the solution needs to be. When you find the origin, the brain locks in and goes, oh, no wonder why I overeat every night at 8 o'clock. My mom and dad did from 0 to 18. You know, so when you find the origin, you go, oh, that makes sense, that I was trying to get away from anxiety, which is why I was addicted to Klonopin. Oh, my gosh, the reason why I keep going from one bad relationship into another is because I never had an emotional connection with my father. So I'm attracted to emotionally unavailable men. You know, so we teach the origin so that our clients can logically go, I could have had a V8. You know, like that awakening. And what's so exciting is that when you see your client go, oh, my Lord, that's why I procrastinate. You know, it's such a freeing feeling for the coach. It makes the coach feel great. And now next you go, yes, that's the reason that you know, drink too much or that you eat too much or you procrastinate or you pick poor partners or whatever. Now, let's get to solution. There's a thousand solutions out there for everything, but let's find the solution that's right for you.
Yeah, and, you know, what we're talking about here is when you understand it, and, you know, I shared earlier a little story, and I want to get back to it for a minute, because my stepmom was genius. I mean, this is the woman that taught me what perseverance was. Now, why did she learn that? When you have your first child at 12 and your second one at 13, and then you're, like, maybe 21, and you marry your dad, my dad, who is, like, 30 years older, and you bring this deep South family together with this New York edge family, there's a few things you learn. But she was so wise in so many ways, and she understood the loss in my life. Now, she wouldn't let my dad destroy those letters from my birth mom. She pulled them aside. She kept them for, like, 25 years.
Wow.
When my dad passed, that was her gift to me. And when I read them, I understood what you just said, the origins. You know, why did I cry for 4 years? Why was I different? Why was it that the only thing that would stop me from full-blown anxiety was a rocking horse, right? When we understand these, as painful as some of that information is, David, isn't that the pathway to freedom, though? But I will say this. It has to be with trained, structured, educated environment.
And it is the pathway to freedom. We are one. That is the most beautiful words you could use, and that's what we want our clients to feel. We want the coaches going through the certification to feel free. We want them to feel that, oh, my gosh, I have some sense of control here. I don't have to just give up because that's the way that I was trained or that's the way that I was taught or whatever. I can live differently. I don't have to follow the pattern of my family or society or whatever it might be. You know, that's freedom. But so many of us are handcuffed and we're chained to old belief systems that don't work. You know, there's a word we always use called mass consciousness, and mass consciousness is advertising on television, social media, whatever it might be. We need that purse. We need that car. We need that house. We need that pool, even if it's going to put us in immense debt. That's mass consciousness. Well, that also works for, you know, I need to go out and be social and drink. And I need to do this, you know, with my buddies and my pals. Like, mass consciousness can make us do some really stupid, crazy things.
That's
it takes away our independence. It makes us codependent on being liked by society, keeping up with the Joneses, all those kind of things, right? And so in our certification, it's so different. It's so unique. Listen, Pat, I just got an email the other day from an attorney in Los Angeles who took our certification program. He just finished it about 60 days ago. And he was looking to get out. He had been doing some brief work, but he was really tired of the law work. And he has found his niche in society now. He loves doing grief work, which is part of the mental health certification, right? There's so many things we could talk about that. But, you know, and
you even cover the body, too. I want to make sure everybody knows you're not leaving out talking about gut health and a whole bunch of other things. That's why this is so much more than when people hear this is. This is what happens when you combine wellness and well-being in one program.
There you go, Pat. This is your thesis, by the way.
that's why you're the guy that does something with it. I'm the girl that writes.
I love it. But, you know, you mentioned the gut, and I'm so glad you did, because a lot of people don't know that 70% of serotonin in the body is in the intestinal system. Now, what does serotonin do? Serotonin gets us that feeling of completeness. Serotonin is, great day. Oh, beautiful sunset. That's serotonin, the feeling of completeness, right? And yet a lot of people, especially during the last 3 years, our diets are horrendous. We haven't been paying attention to what we eat and how we eat and how frequently and all that. And that creates an imbalance of bacteria in the intestines, which destroys the connection with serotonin to the brain. So what we do is we teach people how to cleanse with really simple over-the-counter products. It's not anything complicated. Gradually leave those foods out of their diet that could be interfering with serotonin. Some people do it cold turkey right away, Pat.
Yep.
Others, we're going to teach them how to do it. We call it titrating. titrate the foods that aren't good out of your body, slowly move them out and bring in good foods. And then the supplements necessary for really incredible intestinal health that will boost the serotonin in your brain that helps with your mood. So the body and the mind are totally connected, as you and I know, Pat, and we make sure that people leaving the certification know it as well.
And, you know, part of this is, can I get back to something that I can't talk about enough? And that is, in our history that we could record to date, the only other incident, I forget who said this not too long ago, the only other incident that they could recollect that resembled the effects of the pandemic. Now, what did he mean? He meant the immediate instantaneous loss of lives by
right.
something they didn't understand, the immediate lack of any way to adjust at a global level and give people the tools they needed emotionally and mentally. And I said to him, what was that? What were you talking about? There was only another time in this. And I said, was it the AIDS epidemic? And he said, you know what, Pat? I didn't include that, but you're right. He said, no, it was the Holocaust.
Yeah.
He said, when people experienced that, there was no relief. And he said, you know, Pat, there was another time in the United States history. And I said, okay. Like, I'm thinking it's, he said, no. It was the economic downturn in 07, 08, and 09 that was not only the repeal of the psychological contract of work, but it was the repeal of the psychological contract of finances with our money. It was such a level of betrayal. We don't have any group of people that are well-equipped to handle the pain that families, that workplaces, that individuals are suffering from right now on the impact of something that they can't even define. They can't even define why they're not getting out of bed. You see what I'm saying here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this pandemic has created an immense drop in self-esteem and self-confidence. When we talk about the word grief, Pat, you mentioned a couple of different things. Most people think about, you know, losing a family member, which mm-hmm. is obviously the most obvious form of grief. But there's grief when you lose your job, you lose your home, you lose your pet, you lose your relationship, you lose, you know, what your identity. When you're used to going in, let's say you're a social person, you're used to going into work and socializing, and now you're working out of your home, out of your kitchen table, and you're not socializing. That destroys your identity as an outgoing person. That destroys your social connections. It destroys stress relief. One of the options of stress relief, of course, is socialization, right? So when people have been ripped, when these sources of socialization and managing life have been ripped apart for 3 years, who has the tools unless you work in the field like you and I do? And even you and I can be affected. You know, I said something the other day about the war in Russia and Ukraine, and I don't watch the news, as you well know. I don't know anything that's going on there. All I do is pray every day hard that a solution is found and that people are not dying. That's all I do is pray. I just pray, pray, and pray. But, you know, someone said something to me the other day about, well, you don't watch the news, so this doesn't affect you. I go, oh, no, you cannot stop suffering. Just because I don't have a television on, that doesn't mean the suffering, the energy of suffering isn't reaching me from Russia. It's reaching me. It's reaching everyone. But we have to have the tools necessary, the emotional regulation tool that you mentioned earlier, the emotional coping technique, which the certification teaches. And once you have these tools and you start to put them in action, it doesn't mean that's going to heal the war with Russia and Ukraine. But what it'll do is start to minimize your negative emotional reaction to things out of your control, which is a huge technique that people can use every day in traffic, for God's sake, not just with the war.
Yeah, but you're right about this. I mean, I'm not glued to the news, but I am aware. We interviewed, Mark and I interviewed the youngest member of the parliament in the Ukraine, and we stay in touch with him. Dr. Sharon Martin, who is the straight talk and shaman, she's a medical doctor, is going to be doing a special stone blessing. So we can be involved in this. You know, you can be aware of what's going on in the world. You know, greatest concern for a lot of people right now is concern over Elon Musk buying Twitter. And what's going to happen with that? That has put a ton of people in anxiety. But see, there are things we don't have control over, right? But you
That's right.
have control over whether you keep your Twitter account if you don't like what goes on there.
Yes, yes. You have control over not responding to people on social media that have an opinion different than yours.
Yeah.
To keep
yeah.
your own peace.
You have to do that. You know, David, look, thank you so much for today. We talked about a lot, and I know we have a few minutes left. And I just would love for you to cover a few things that maybe we didn't talk about, but just let people know how they can learn more about the certification. And thank you for giving people two options. They could either participate in person in June, or in July they'll be able to take the online event. Please give them a little bit more information about how to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing, Pat, I forgot to mention is if someone wants to take the certification one-on-one with me, that's another option. So we have three options. You can do one-on-one with me June 25th and 26th in Fort Myers, Florida, or July 24th and 25th on Zoom. So there's three different options.
Wow.
You know, for people that really want to make a difference in this world, maybe you want to leave a legacy behind of you touching hearts, you lifting spirits, you lifting souls. There's not, I've been doing this for 43 years. I can't think of a better way to spend my day than to be sitting helping people uncover the solutions to their challenges. So if that feels good to you, if it feels good to help other people, this certification is perfect for you. If you're in between careers and you're going, you know, I really didn't like this and I was laid off, or I decided to quit that job and I really don't know what to do, this is another great option. As I mentioned earlier, within 90 days, you could be coaching people if you go through the course the way we recommend. In 90 days, you could be working with clients, making money that you're not making right now. And then the other thing, Pat, is we look at all of the natural people that would fall into the world of coaching, the first responders, the nurses, the police, the fire, all those type of people. They're great. They would be great as certified mental health coaches, because not only could they do it on the side if they wanted to earn extra income, but they could use it on the job, you know. And then the last group is the retirees. There's more people retiring earlier these years without a purpose, without an identity. And if you're in a retiree that's saying, I really have the time and I really can help people, why not help people and earn some lunch money or earn vacation money on the side or whatever you want to do with it? So we welcome you to TalkDavid.com. The Mental Health and Master Life Coach Certification is the only one of its kind. Our very own loving Dr. Pat is going to be part of one of the certifications. And if you just join us and mention that you heard this with Dr. Pat's show, we automatically give you $1,000 off the certification. So
I want to just mention one other thing, too. For those of you out there, I know you don't do things alone. And if you bring somebody with you, I think, David, you also have a bonus for those people that also bring people. I mean, this is like I've never seen so many ways for people to be able to get this done and get things in return for it.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the south. Over on I-90 westbound just east of Sunset Way, around Montbos 22, a recent disabled vehicle partially blocking the right hand of the lane. Good thing no fire assistance. It's response team tow and state patrol have all arrived on the scene. We are taking care of that motorist. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time it's Unapologetically Favored with your host, Courtney Cottrell. Walk in your purpose. Topic for the show, your healing. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. President Biden says more aid for Ukraine is critical. Speaking at the White House, Biden asked Congress to authorize an additional $30 billion for military, economic, and humanitarian assistance. He added that Ukraine is in a fight for its freedom against Russian aggression.
Every day the Ukrainians pay for the price they pay with their lives. So we need to contribute arms, funding, ammunition, and economic support to make their courage and sacrifice have purpose.
Trevor Reed is back home. The Marine veteran who had been imprisoned in Russia landed at a San Antonio Air Force base just after midnight. He was part of a prisoner exchange between Russia and the U.S. His mother, Paula, says this is an answer to prayers.
When they said something might be occurring this week, and I said, am I going to have a happy Mother's Day? And they go, well, we can't say, but just, you know, be ready. So, yes, it's a perfect Mother's Day.
Congressional Democrats are making moves on lowering gas prices.
It is our top priority, and higher gas prices is the place where Americans feel it the most.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said his party is preparing legislation to address the pain at the pump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it Putin's price hike, referring to global fallout from Russia's war against Ukraine. Pelosi and Schumer also accused big oil companies of profiteering and manipulating energy markets during this time of soaring gas prices. The Biden administration is facing another lawsuit from the Republican Attorney General of Texas. This time, it's over asylum procedures for illegal immigrants. The lawsuit claims that releasing migrants on parole is incentivizing illegal immigration. The earnings report for 1-800-Flowers isn't coming up roses. Shares of the flower delivery company are tanking after revenue for the last quarter fell short of expectations. The company saw just under $470 million in revenue after analysts predicted nearly $487 million. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Here are the major rules for all KKNW Call to Win contests. After our contest on-air cue to call, the first completed call received at 888-298-KKNW or number given at time of contest will be selected and verified as the winner. You can win a prize valued up to $100. To be eligible, you must be at least 18 years old, have not won in the last 30 days, and reside within the KKNW listening area. Complete contest rules are available at 1150kknw.com.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies today with a 40% chance of showers pretty much in the afternoon. High temperatures around 55, 56 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers yet again. Low temperature dropping back down to about 43. For Friday, partly sunny skies looking up. Warmer temperatures around 60. Rain likely, though, for Friday night. Lows back down to about 48. For the weekend, clouds and rain expected. Highs in the upper 50s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready for inspirational, motivational, purpose-driven conversation with Courtney Cottrell and Dr. Pat Basile. This is Unapologetically Favored, a show where you will learn to be yourself, love yourself, and walk in your purpose without fear or worry. Courtney is a leader of many and a friend to all. She is a passionate speaker, author, and 21-year active duty master chief with the United States Navy. Here to show you that obstacles are everywhere. But the moment you stop letting your setbacks define you, you start to see yourself in a brilliant new light. Find your confidence, own your power, and never apologize for who you are. Unapologetically Favored starts now.
Listen, welcome again back here with us, the fourth Thursday of every month with myself and Dr. Pat. Unapologetically Favored. This is the show where you're going to get the motivation, the inspiration, and the purpose-driven conversation that you might not need or you might not think you need, but you probably do need. So if you are tuning in with us, thank you so much for hanging out with us. It has been, Dr. Pat and I was just talking, it has been a day. But today's topic, we're going to jump into healing. So we really have a conversation about healing. And you know, if like right now is that time, just, you know, I just can't help but just keep thinking about the last couple of years, how just everything has just transpired and just, you know, for some people, things have just spiraled out of control. For other people, you know, becoming more self-aware of who they are, what they want in life, you know, their value, what they have to offer, their worth. People have actually gotten, you know, humbled by the last 2 years. And if you find yourself, you know, you've been doing a lot of reflection, you know, maybe you probably found your true calling in life, or, you know, some of you may have set new boundaries for yourself and your family, you know, found your inner peace, your passion. Some of y'all maybe even found your passion and purpose and your purpose in life. But for those of you who have not, you know, what are you doing? If you have found it, are you happy? Probably not, because there's still a void, there's still a sense of emptiness. You can have everything in the world, all the friends in the world, and still feel lonely. So what is holding you back from your true happiness? What is holding you back from being the best version of yourself? What is it that you need to heal from that is weighing you down in this baggage of life? Yeah. That is what we are talking about today.
Yeah. I love that you have picked this for our topic today, because you and I started out by saying, what a day. I mean, that's like, that's our version of,
that was exactly what happened. What a day.
What a day. But let's get at this. I love that you're picking something today to talk about. And the title of this episode is simply, Your Healing. You are healing. Now, what is it about the word healing that confuses people? And I want to just kick it up by just getting at it. We sometimes look at healing as only physical, right? So there would be a definition that comes out that says, healing is operationally defined as a personal experience of transcendence or suffering. That's one definition. Then physicians say abilities as healers by recognizing, diagnosing, minimizing, relieving suffering. So notice now two definitions with the word suffering in it, right?
Right, right.
Then we get the biblical version of healing, because yes,
right,
there is one. There is one. And it says through integrating forces that restore, transform, sustain, nurture the whole person, body, mind, spirit, each phase in every dimension of life and relationship of the person to their creation. I didn't even know that. Then you get the field of psychology. Here we come, riding in on the psychology four horsemen. Here we are, the process of alleviating or attempting to alleviate a mental or physical illness through the power of the mind. Okay, that leaves out spirituality, right? Hello. But now they're using, we can use visualization. We can use manipulation or energy flow. So here we sit because there are people in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And when you're in pain, we got to get on the horse that's called healing.
Yeah.
Tell us how you're doing it.
So, you know, earlier today, well, today I had the honor of being a guest speaker for some seniors in high school. They're in the NJROTC program. And I've never shared my story about life baggage with, you know, the younger generation. I don't know, for some reason I feel like maybe they wouldn't pick up on it. So I took a chance and I shared my vision, Courtney's vision of mental health when it is a real thing, you know, developing in your life. Everybody is born into this world with a bag. We all carry this bag with us from birth to death. And inside of this bag stores the people and places, experiences, relationships, emotional, you know, twists and turns, the uphill battles, the wins, the losses. All of these things are stored in your bag. And when you find yourself getting to a place in life where you're stuck, you feel like nothing is going your way, you're not elevating at work, you're not elevating in your relationship, your friends around you are starting to cut you off, your family members don't want to be around you, your kids are looking at you like you're crazy because you're coming home in a bad mood every day. Maybe your bag is a little too full. Maybe you need to sit your bag down and start going through your bag to find out, what is it that I am dragging through my life with me that I need healing from, that I need closure from, that I need to get rid of? Because those things are what is stopping you from showing up as the greatest version of yourself. Healing begins within. It's not anything that you can look at somebody else and say, you know what, can you heal me? I'm not a shaman. I'm not a wizard. I'm not a witch. You know, I don't have magical powers. Everything that you want to do in life starts within you. You have to figure out, because it's your story, it's your life, it's your experience, you have to figure out what it is that, who it is that you need to forgive, what relationship do you need to let go. Because letting go, that's the first part of the healing journey, recognizing it and letting go.
That what you're talking about is recognizing it is important. And
yes.
I love that you are going to be here. I love that you're taking your story out to talk to people. Because it is a journey. I didn't talk about myself on air for a good 15 years out of the 20.
Mm-hmm.
And until one of our longtime listeners pointed that out to me and said, you know, Pat, you kind of hint to this and hint to that. And then I finally talked about my mom's suicide and, you know, a number of other things. But isn't it funny? I love our young people. I love all people.
Right.
But our young people have been getting bad raps.
Right.
I do not like that we put people into boxes.
Right.
We have something to say about millennials. Then we got the Zers. Then we got this. Then we got that. And we're losing the punchline. And I think you say it best, because what you're talking about is people wanting to gain that strength.
Right.
So that we don't have to live a life being broken, right?
Right. And that suffering, like you mentioned earlier, you know, a lot of us are suffering in silence. It's an internal suffering, because just like you, it took a while for you to get to a point in your life where you were okay with sharing your story with others, with strangers, and that was that vulnerability piece, because you didn't know what kind of feedback you were going to get from that. You didn't know how people were going to approach you or, you know, act towards you or just, you know, you, that's the vulnerability piece when you can finally say, you know what, I'm at a point in my life where I'm tired of struggling emotionally. I'm tired of struggling internally. I'm tired of struggling in silence. You know what, now is the day that I'm going to be heard. I'm going to say something. I need to take a knee. I need to sit down for a second. I need to go see somebody. I need to talk to somebody. But we are so caught up in how we appear to other people. And, you know, and for some people, you know, being that weak, that soft-spoken person, that broken person, they love being that individual because that individual gets attention. Even though it might not be the attention that they should be getting, it gets them the attention that they probably feel like they need because they have a void to fill. So, you know, the broken piece, it's when it's internal, you are in control of you. You have to sit down and figure out, where is my strength going to come from so that I can rise up out of this? I was in a dark place at one point in my life. I contemplated suicide at one point in my life. And you never really realize how strong you are until that is the only option that you are left with, the only option. And strength is not you hanging on to something. You can that you hanging on to a situation, a relationship, a friendship, a family, you hanging on to that does not mean that you're strong. It means that you're weak because you're scared to let go, because you're scared of what's going to happen, you know, how you're going to feel, the emotional. You don't want to deal with that. But you become stronger when you let it go, despite how it's going to make you feel. You're ready for it. That's when you know you're at the stage and you're healing. It's like ripping the scab off. And I think I explained it to the students in the school today. I said, you ever stood at the edge of a pool and you know the pool water is cold, right? It's getting ready to be really cold when you go in there. We know this. But you also know that once you are in that pool, you start swimming around a little bit. The water becomes warm. It doesn't bother you no more. Then you get out and get back in with no problem. But it's that initial first jump that sends the shockwaves through your body. That's what your healing journey is going to be. That initial first jump is going to send shockwaves through your body. It's going to hurt. It's going to, you know, take the breath out of you. But after a while, it's going to be okay. And you'll be able to get up in confidence. You'll be able to survive and live your life and walk around with a smile and talk about your journey without being emotionally distraught or angry or, you know, just the emotional roller coaster. But that healing journey starts by you just jumping in the pool.
Look, this is such a very important and understated topic, and I know it's near and dear to your heart. I know you've been through it, and I know you look in the eyes of other people, and you see, look, unapologetically favored is who we are, and how to get from where you are today to really believing that is what you, Courtney Cottrell, this is what you help people with. Let's take a short break if we could. When we come back, we're going to take this journey down this pathway with Master Chief, and you're going to get an understanding of not just why this is important, but there are people in the world that you're going to recognize. When we come back, what brings us to the brink? What is that? What is the aspect of emotional dynamics that we could learn from? And then what does Courtney do to help others heal? Because healing emotionally, that is where the juice is. Let's take a short break, Courtney, okay? When we come back, you can take us on a journey of what is called EH, Emotionally Healing with Courtney Cottrell. We'll be right back.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific. We'll take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. These intuitive healers studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level, become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Are you looking to gain wisdom and commit to discovering your best self? What does success mean to you? With authenticity, integrity, and compassion, Nita Josnick helps guide you in working toward your unique vision of success. Nita is a spirit-based intuition lead and success coach. Work with Nita to uncover your unique life purpose. Schedule a free discovery call with Nita at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharge. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
I broke the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I made it obvious. That's the number 83. Want me to tell you it's obvious. It's what I need.
Hey, everybody. Cool. Hey, Courtney, before we keep rolling here, we need to tell people how they're going to find out more about you and also how they can work with you, how they can get copies of your book, all of the above. Please don't forget
all of the nuggets. Yes. So you can find me on unapologeticallyfavorite.net. From there, you can also purchase all three of my books, Unapologetically Favorite, Wake Up, Turn Up, Bless Up, and my latest one, Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone, which is a actual workbook. You will have homework in that book. I also have a motivational apparel and gift line at shopfavorite.net that you can also navigate to through my website. And just recently this month, I have a show every Saturday morning at 0700 early in the morning on iHeartRadio with WDRB Media. So you can find me there as well. That is a lot of interviews, and I like positive motivation and inspiration. Facebook, Unapologetically Favorite. Instagram, Unapologetically CAK. And on Twitter, at the letter U, Favorite Podcast. So, yeah,
I love it. Okay. So, let's get at this thing that we call, right? And, you know, this is really what's up for, right up in front of us, because we started talking about it before the break, right?
Right.
And that is, we started to talk about emotional healing. And this is where, like you and I were chit-chatting during the break, this is where the baggage really piles up right there.
Oh, yes. Oh,
it's big.
And
talk about what you've seen. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, well, actually, you know, like during the break, Dr. Pat and I, something I wanted to bring up, kind of like we're kind of drifting off, but it's okay. It's a conversation. You know, I brought up the article that I'm sure everybody has seen, the news, the headlines with the USS George Washington having, you know, the suicides of the sailors. And, you know, it's very, very disheartening. And a lot of the times when things happen like that, yes, it is part of a mental health situation. Yes, it is a part of, you know, healing. And, you know, all that is all tied into one in my eyes. And it's sad that, you know, a lot of people, they don't know how to handle the baggage that I spoke of earlier in the show. Because we all have a mental baggage. But it's easier for us to just blame others for why people do the things they do instead of understanding that, no, maybe this person had a lot going on inside of their bag that you will never know about. Because we don't tell people everything about us. You don't know every single thing about everybody, including people in your family. Somebody's always hiding something. You know what people allow you to know about them. So when somebody commits suicide or somebody goes and just does something that's so far out of their character, you know, we don't ever want to believe it. And we want to say, you know, they didn't do that. It's somebody else's fault. They were coerced to, you know, to doing that, or they were, you know, they were no, that might just be that person. But you didn't know this because their bag is so heavy. They don't feel supported. They don't feel secure. They don't feel confident enough or safe enough to say, hey, I need a timeout. I need to take a knee. I need to go talk to somebody, because we would rather talk about people than talk to them to get them help. So nobody wants to raise their hand and say, hey, can I have a timeout for a second? And if you're listening to this show right now, you know, we encourage you to say, hey, I need a timeout. Because I get it. That's one way of starting to take this journey to healing, because you are aware of your emotional state. You are aware of how you are affecting the people that are around you. When you are, you know, your emotional IQ is very well, and for us empaths, it is crazy because we're so in tune with everything, personally and socially. You know, how are you affecting the people around you? If somebody was to walk up to, you know, your coworker, your friend, your significant other, your child, and they said, hey.
Horribly.
Right.
Horribly.
How is that?
Let's get down to it. Let's get down to this one point, because this is the thing. This is the thing we have to understand, what you just said. Because once we have stepped over a line, and I'm not even going to say what that line is, because it's different for different people, right?
Right?
You know, you may have a relationship with somebody that you're up in each other's face, and that's normal, right?
Right?
But even in that dynamic, there is a line that just doesn't get crossed.
Right.
But when it does, do you have what it takes not to react? See, that's the question, isn't it?
That's a skill. That is a
right.
skill set. Because a lot of people, we want to react to everything. And I tell people, listen,
I react
everybody, and you have to be protective of your energy and your peace. Everybody
yep.
does not deserve all of your energy. Because it is
yep.
draining when you are arguing with somebody. It is very draining.
Tell you the moment I had today.
Yes, please share.
Okay. So at many, many levels, I've kind of been following Elon Musk.
Yes.
I follow him because he came out about, he and I have very similarities in some of the things that go on with us, and he came out about mm-hmm. being on the spectrum. I really, really appreciated that. But the idea of Twitter and him buying Twitter and what he believes about that, now look, I am a big freedom of speech person, but I also believe in do no harm.
Right.
And, you know, the thing that I have learned in my upbringing by my folks, I learned the consequence by doing some very stupid things as a kid.
Right.
And if you say things that cause people harm, or if they are not true, you can't get them back. So I had my moment today like I almost stepped across the line to have a reaction that honestly I didn't need to have, because Elon Musk doesn't care about me. He doesn't know me.
Right.
He doesn't understand. And nor do I think he really, it's going to influence him. So there's only one alternative I have for that. I could really get sideways about it all day long, all week long. I could choose peace.
Right.
But we have to learn that. How do we learn it?
It's not something that happens overnight. And I know for me, it took me a long time to get to where I could just be unbothered by people. Because you can only control your actions, your attitude, right? And when you allow outside entities to manipulate your emotions, to make you mad because you're on social media reading things, to start lashing out at people, you have given your power away at that moment. And clowns will be clowns. If you keep from giving them, you give a clown your attention, they're going to keep performing because they thrive on that. They love that. So while you're over here firing away, keyboard warrior, cell phone warrior, you know, just going back and forth arguing with somebody over something that you can't even control, they're probably getting a kick out of it. They're loving that, and you're feeding into it. You're giving all your power away. And by the time you're done, your blood pressure is high, your adrenaline is running, your anxiety is out, you know, off the charts. But for what? For somebody who doesn't know you, for somebody who could care less, for something that's not even probably going to ever happen and never come to fruition. You know, you have to be picky. You have to be selective when it comes to what you're going to entertain, who you're giving your energy to, because everybody does not deserve that part of you. But it's a skill set. It takes time to learn that, and it took me, a little bit. But I can tell you, once you reach that point, it's beautiful.
I'm telling you, it is a little bit. And, you know, also it really brings to mind about what it looks like when we don't. So I think we can reflect on what it looks like. Everybody listening to this show, I want you to take a minute and just really get a little bit up close with yourself, but do this in a non-judgmental way if you could, because it doesn't really help, Courtney, does it? If we try to do introspective work, right, and then at the same time, we are pounding ourselves as we're doing it. That is not the way we change and transform. Because every one of us has had these moments. Maybe somebody didn't. I don't know them. But every one of us has had moments where we lose it. It could be over a boss. It could be over the coffee. I'll tell you, when I was younger, right, like 20-ish, we would go out to the diner, like in Jersey, they have diners. After we would be out playing softball, then, this on a work day, just saying, playing softball, okay, then what do you do after softball? You go to bar. Because that's why you play softball, just to go to the bar later, right? That's what you're doing. Then you're doing that. Then, of course, you've got to go eat. So you go to the diner. And what do you eat? You usually eat breakfast. I would lose my stuff. If I ordered, do I even want to share this on air? Benny's like, go for it. I would lose it if I ordered eggs over easy and the yolk got broke. But it may sound like a simple thing, but think about it.
Mm-hmm.
If we're losing it over that, what is happening when we're around our children,
right?
Or around our coworkers,
right?
Around our clients,
right? That introspection, it is, you have to be aware of how you are affecting other people. That's where it starts. It starts internally, that awareness. And if you're listening to this, say and ask yourself right now, like, oh man, how am I affecting people? And I know for me, way back in the dark ages of doom, when I was, you know, a little baby sailor in the Navy, I'm no kidding. You know, I tell people I had a breakdown, and that breakdown is what became my breakthrough. Because I was, no kidding, at work, I had lost my mind. I'm talking about snot crying, temper tantrum. They didn't know what to do with me. They took me into an office, trying to find a box of Kleenex. They're like, what is going on with you? Because it was so far out of my character. But my bag was full. My bag was so heavy at a young age, not knowing how to navigate, not knowing, you know, who to turn to, who I could trust, how to go about handling what I believe to be like the worst circumstances ever. But it really wasn't. Now that I look back on it, I'm like, girl, that's all you were crying about. But at the time, you know, it was the worst thing ever. But that was me ripping the scab off, jumping into the pool, like just having a moment of self-awareness that, you know what, I will never let anything in my life drag me down to the point that I lose my mind,
yeah.
That I start to be acting so far out of character that they start questioning me, like, are you fit to be, you know, never.
Yeah. You know, do this. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about Tyler Perry.
Yes.
I want to talk about Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry is one person, but story. Wait till you hear the story. And you may think to yourself, Tyler Perry, I know you know who Tyler Perry is. We'll just make sure Olivia gets an image up there or something. But you know who Tyler Perry is. Tyler Perry is one of these folks that when you hear what Courtney has got to say about Tyler Perry and what his journey was like, you understand what we're talking about. Because there are many of us that have gone through early childhood trauma, abuse, you name it. That doesn't have to be our life ending. When we come back, Courtney's going to take us on that journey. Also, how do people tell people about never be afraid to eat alone? Tell us about that.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, never be afraid to eat alone. It's going to be that book that is going to make you do some self-reflection. It's going to make you sit down and figure out how to start your healing journey. Who do you need to forgive? What is a confession that you need to get out? What are things that bring you peace that you aren't doing right now? Or, you know, what can you do? 5 things you can do tomorrow to make yourself better. Never be afraid to eat alone is a workbook that is going to make you own your power and level up. So you can purchase it at Amazon. All 3 of my books are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, through my website at unapologeticallyfavorite.net. Purchase it today, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed.
I love it. When we come back, we're going to talk about what it is that happens with this, but also what happens when you turn your pain to passion? You see, that's not impossible. What if Courtney and I were to tell you that that could be an end game, that if you're in the middle of your stuff now, it's going to be hard for you to fathom. But when we come back, wait till you hear about how others are doing it. Wait till you hear how Courtney has done it. Remember, turn your pain into passion. Let's take a short break, Benny. We'll be right back.
What would I do without your smart mouth? What would be in you kicking me out?
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at ElizabethCunningham.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you having difficulty feeling at home in your own home? Join Annette Rigolo and Dr. Pat in Enlightened Environments, Optimizing from the Outside In, as they present a deep dive into the various vibrations of the earth, along with man-made energies that impact our lives. Using the diamond dowsing method, we will utilize specific vibrations to elevate our own homes to support us and expand us with their energy. Join us every third Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time to make your home home.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy O'Bear. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy O'Bear. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Courtney, bring us back.
I'm over here just thinking about what we're talking about. Welcome back to Unapologetically Favorite. Listen, we are on this healing journey conversation today, and we know somebody out there listening right now needs to hear this. And you never know, you know, why things happen in your life the way they happen, but there is a reason and purpose for everything. And right now, let me just give you a little tidbit. You can follow me at Unapologetically Favorite on Facebook, at Unapologetically C-A-K on Instagram, and at the letter U, Favorite Podcast on Twitter. You can also visit my website, send me an email. I will respond at unapologeticallyfavorite.net. Check it out. Send me some motivation. If something you want to talk about, let me know. Let me know how we're doing on this show. I love me some Dr. Pat. But we were talking about Tyler Perry before we went to the commercial break. I'm going to read you a quick snippet because we're going to roll into, you know, how do you turn your pain into passion? How do you turn your circumstances and things that you've been through into a passion to help others? So Tyler Perry, as you know, he is an actor, a writer, a producer, a director. He has so many different shows out on TV right now. But he also dealt with physical, emotional, and sexual abuse as a child. And he was also homeless before he became this big sensation as an adult. His writing and plays, you know, as comical or light as they may seem, they always inspire, you know, us viewers to get through our hardships from abuse to domestic violence, you know, single parenthood, racism. You know, we're doing all this with strength and dignity. And I remember watching his early plays and just the story and the meaning, you know, it'll be funny, but it'll be so serious at the same time. And you leave there with like a new perspective on something. And he has a, you know, he mentioned this. It's not an easy journey to get to a place where you can forgive people. But it is such a powerful place because it frees you. It frees you from that suffering, that bondage, the prison that you are in mentally, internally. I didn't have a catharsis for my childhood pain. Most of us don't. And until I learned how to forgive those people and let it go, I was unhappy. You can never be upset with the people who forced you into your dream or up higher. I love that quote. Because with this, he's letting us know that he did not use what he went through as a crutch. He did not play victim all his life. He turned what he went through, what he endured, into like a billionaire empire right about now. You know, like he used the test that he went through as a testimony for all of us now who may need it.
Yeah. Yeah. you know, this is really what I love about this. And there are other people. And I think we should share a few stories.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to say something. The other day, you all heard me talk about Will Smith for a moment. And I did talk about the event, but then I shared what my personal feelings were about the weight, can I use your term, the baggage he may have been carrying.
Oh, yes.
Because, see, what we don't want to talk about, the events were leading up to the moment.
Right.
And how important that film was to him at emotional levels, how much he wanted to honor the Williams sisters beyond anything that any of us can imagine, how much
right.
of his soul went into playing that role. You know, he produced that movie. You know, how much grief, even at award ceremonies, that these two women took by other actors and directors making strange comments about them, and he carried that burden for them. They stayed pretty silent. He also wanted to make sure he represented their sister who died in a drive-by. See,
right.
so this is what we're not talking about,
right?
Right? We're not talking about that. We're also not talking about when someone crosses a line and we've been carrying the baggage, what can we learn to help ourselves? Let's talk about some of these other people you've highlighted. I know you've got a few here. But I just want to say, we need to be talking more about what is it that we carry within us that without help, we do have moments that we can't take back.
Right.
And I think that is so very important. Of course, I have my opinions about the punishment for that, and
right.
I have my opinions about just how, in contrast, you know, you can have people that take over the cap guns and you're still
right,
waiting for
right.
somebody to do something about it. But that's another show. Well, let's tell us about some of these other people.
So I was, like, thinking about this, and I said, you know, there are a lot of people who take what they have been through and they use it to help the next person or keep the next person from having to go through and experience what they've experienced. And one of the persons I came across was Audrey Hepburn. I watched a documentary on her on Netflix, and I just loved everything about her. You know, when she was a child during World War II, her and her family depended on a lot of charities for food and medicine. And after she retired from the movie business, she became a Goodwill ambassador for the UNICEF, and it became her primary focus. And even in her Netflix, they covered that, how she traveled and helped raise money and visit countries and continued to work for the foundation. All while she was battling cancer. And then starting with her first UNICEF mission to an Ethiopian orphanage, you know, she remains dedicated to helping vulnerable children because she knows what it feels to not have. She knew how it felt to be hungry. She knew. So she took her experience and decided to help other people who were going through the same thing. Between 1988 and 1992, she auctioned off most of her famous film costumes to bring in clean water, food, and medicine to children around the world.
Hmm.
And
what do you make of that? What do you make of that?
Like, to me, it's overwhelming because we have a lot of people that don't understand. You know, we're just human nature. We are just so quick to be like, oh, my gosh, I'm being punished in my life. I can't get ahead. I don't know why this is happening to me. And I tell people, if you are going through something and you are coming out on top, you are still waking up every day. You are favored. You are favored. You don't have to apologize because you're unapologetically favored. What you need to do is pull yourself up by your bootstraps, say, you know what? It's a reason for this. I don't know what that reason is right now, but either I'm going through this test so that I can have a testimony and share with somebody else and help them, or, you know, maybe there's somebody else out there that I need that's going to help pull me through this because they've been there and they're going to help me get through this. But being able to come from nothing, understand that feeling, know what it's like, and then say, you know what? I know you're having a hard time. You're struggling trying to get through. Let me come over here and help you because I've been there too. Regardless of who she is, what she was doing, she was humble enough and she knew, hey, you know what? These people need help. I'm going to go help them.
Mm-hmm. And when you think about it, man, you can't do that or be like that in the world when you're carrying all that baggage.
Right. And sometimes that's a form of healing.
Mm-hmm.
When you're, for me, writing my book, that was my form of healing. Getting out and helping underprivileged or, you know, working at, volunteering at homeless shelters, that could be your healing. Going and speaking about physical, emotional, mental, domestic abuse, that could be your healing. Taking, you know, something that you've lost in your career and turning that into what not to do and speaking about that and mentoring people on what not to do, that can be your healing, your closure. But we don't think about that. We would rather lay down and play victim instead of taking our circumstances and using that for a common good. You got to take your circumstances and use it for a common good. And then I looked up Viola Davis, who we have the Netflix special, right, with Oprah, and I have not looked at that yet, but I do need to watch that.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's been very vocal about her own childhood as one of more than 15 million kids in America facing hunger daily. And now she's an ambassador for Hunger Is, which is a charity that aims to fight childhood hunger. And she's a national spokesperson for No Kid Hungry. She's been working to spread awareness about the impact of pandemic-fueled food insecurity on children. And she's told No Kid Hungry that the uncertainty of where your next meal will come from is a scary thing, and it consumes every walking moment that a person may have. I can still remember what it was like, the stigma attached to it and the shame. That's what so many families are going through right now. She can relate.
Yeah. I mean, we have gone through so much that, you know, I don't, you mentioned Oprah. I can't wait to really tune in to her latest project on health. And what she says is how long you live may be determined by your zip code. And boy, do I know what that means, right? I mean, that's what she's talking about. But to imagine being in a situation where the reality is that how long you live is determined by your zip code, that
right.
brings so many things in this life that require us to learn some resemblance of healing.
Right.
Where does forgiveness fit into this?
You know, we were talking about, you know, I was during the break, we had a conversation about just the timeline piece, right? And I'm a firm believer that everybody's timeline is not the same when it comes to the healing process to include the forgiveness part. If you've been in like a bad relationship, you know, your heart was broken or your trust was just torn away, it takes a long time sometimes to forgive people. Even though you might be surrounded by people that will say, you know, hurry up and get over it, healing is not a one-size-fits-all type narrative. Healing is not the same for everybody. Forgiveness is not the same for everybody. But the moment that you do start to forgive, the moment that you are aware or in tune with whatever it is that has hurt you and you learn to forgive and let that go, you have taken a major step in your life. You have really started your healing journey.
Yeah. And, you know, part of this, too, is we take a look at these things, Courtney, and we look at the healing process, right? And one of the things we haven't maybe said out loud is beyond understanding the origins of things, we also talked about understanding where your pain is coming from, not
right.
just in one time in your life, but in a situation. Like, why would I be reacting today? What has caused me to have a reaction today about something? It may not be related to what happened yesterday. It could
right.
be related back in the day, right?
Right. And I know I had over the weekend, I was with a Master Chief friend of mine, and she had a bodybuilding competition, so me and my wife went to go support. And after it was over with, we were just talking. I don't even know how we got into this conversation, and she was talking about a young sailor that she had some issues with, and he was just acting out of character. And so she asked him, who hurt you? And it was like everybody in the room was like, what? And she kept asking him, who hurt you? Because right now you're not mad at us. You're not mad at the situation because your reaction is so far beyond a normal reaction for the situation that is deeper. Who hurt you? And he started just talking about, you know, a past teacher or coach that told him he would never amount to anything. He would never be anything. That, you know, he would end up dead or in prison. And it just, it has always bothered him because he just wants to be the best person he can be. But because somebody constantly told him that, you know, he gets in trouble and now he's mad because it's like what the person told him was coming to fruition. So it's like, you know what? I don't even want to talk about what's happening right now. We need to go back so you can start your healing process to forgive this person. They don't know you. And when you act like this, you're giving your power away for them to continually manipulate you, even when they're long gone out of your life.
Oh.
That forgiveness is that first step to healing.
Yeah. And, you know, it's really interesting because we do. We all carry a burden around for us, and then we're carrying the burden around from people that are just not even in this earth skin anymore.
Right.
And
your bag is overflowing.
They're like, I'm gone. I'm, like, floating somewhere maybe, but why are you
still mad
at me?
And you're still mad. And that's when that awareness of knowing, that self-awareness is so important to understand where is your pain coming from.
Mm-hmm.
How can you take that moment and say, you know what, it's going to hurt like hell, but I'm going to forgive you so I can move on in my life with peace, with purpose, with passion, and just do what I have to do for me. No longer am I going to serve you my emotions on a platter. No, that's not for you anymore. It's for me.
I love this. Part of what you also do is, let's talk about this for a minute in the time we have left, because I think this is super important. One of the cornerstones of 12-step and addiction programs and recovery centers is the ability to show your strength, right? Your strength, hope, your strength experiences and hope. And that means you get to tell your story, and you get to tell it your way. You know, no holding back. You know, you're in a forum of people that are like-minded, that are with you, that know and are going to respect you. And you tell that story however that story comes out. We do not do enough of that. But I think you talk about the fact that when we do that, this is about healing and cleansing the soul. You want to talk to that for a minute?
So it's the beginning of your inner peace. That cleansing, like when you read all those definitions of the healing process, everybody has their own definition, right?
Me too.
And, you know, my version of healing might not be the same as yours, might not be the same as my wife or a coworker or my brother's, but whatever this healing aspect is for you, however you need to dig deep and start, you know, starting at the bottom of your bed to get rid of things so that you can be lighter, so your soul can heal, so you can be at peace, that is the beginning of your inner peace. And once you are at peace with the whole you, and you have acknowledged, and you are aware, and you have forgiven everything from your past, everything, everybody that has hurt you, everything that you've been through, your entire world begins to change. It becomes so much more easier to navigate through life because you have forgiveness in your heart and nothing can bother you anymore because you know where you've been and your struggle to get to where you are right now.
Mm. What do you think is, for you, what are you most optimistic about in what you're seeing and the people you're working with, but even in the world, the people you're mentoring? What really gets you most excited about the shifting that you're seeing today?
Seeing the motivation in them. When you're having a conversation, you know, for the students, I spoke with today, and just having them come to me after the event and just, they're inquisitive. They want to know. I had a sailor ask, or not sailor, but a student ask me, how do I know when to go through my bag? How do I know when? And I said, only you will know. And it might be at the most awkward moment. Like, I broke up in a relationship one time, and I sat up in the bed at 2:00 in the morning, and I said, I can't do this anymore. For me, that was my breakthrough, my time. I said, it's going to happen when only you will know when you are at that spot in your life where you are ready to jump into that pool to start that healing process, to rip off that Band-Aid that you've been covering up. Only you will know. Only you can determine that. But it's Oh, man, there's so much. I have so much about this. I love this. I'm at so long an hour. However, you know, just the healing process, it is very personal, and you have to do what's right according to you, healing your own time, because your time is not everybody else's.
You're right. I'm kind of like you. I get more and more optimistic every day. And what I've also learned is, you know, you can see it in people. I did an interview this morning. And Jessica and I both, we both did interviews this morning for people to add to our staff. And both of us looked at each other and we said, you know, it's just something about them. Mm-hmm. Now, do they have all the skills? Are there all the boxes checked off? And I said, you know, Jessica, when you started, you were an intern. You didn't have all the boxes checked off.
Right.
And I said, I think what we're looking for, when you look into somebody's eyes, is there the willingness? Is there the optimism? Do they understand that there is a better world out there they can be part of? And I know you do it too. And when you see that look back at you, Courtney, doesn't that just make your soul smile?
It does. That is my reward. I don't care about tangible things. I don't care about monetary things. I don't care about gifts. I care about the happiness in other people, and that is my purpose, my mission, my passion in life, is to have conversations with people and let them know that you're not the only one. You're not the first. You're not going to be the last. But, however, I am here because I fought my way to get here, but I'm not going to forget where I came from, and I'm going to reach back and help you get here with me. It's a tag team effort.
Yeah, it is. Courtney, again, thank you so much. Now, look, this is your show. Tell people how they can listen to past episodes. Also, tell them about your book and some of the other things you're doing, what the best way is for people to find out.
Yeah, so if you're just tuning in, you missed half the show, listen, this is how you can get a hold of me. You can visit my website at unapologeticallyfavored.net. You can find me on Facebook at unapologeticallyfavored, on Instagram at unapologeticallycak. You can find me on YouTube. Podcasts are on YouTube. Podcasts are also uploaded on my website as well at unapologeticallyfavored.net. All three of my books, Unapologetically Favored, Wake Up to Know, Bless Up, and Never Be Afraid to Eat Alone, are on my website as well. You can also purchase them off of Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and any other book retail outlet out there online. And also, if you can't get enough of me and this excitement that I have, this passion that I have about life, you can also download the iHeartMedia app, search WDRB Media, and listen to me every Saturday morning at 0700 on the Unapologetically Radio Show. So I am here. I'm not going anywhere. This is my life's mission, my passion. And also with that show, I do a lot of interviews with a lot of motivational people, too, so don't miss it.
Thanks for tuning in to Unapologetically Favored. When you stop worrying about what others think and start walking in your purpose, you allow yourself to grow, you discover all the gifts you have to offer the world, and everything begins to shift from uncertainty to possibility. Can't get enough? Unapologetically Favored is also a book. Bring home a copy and learn more about Courtney by visiting unapologeticallyfavored.com. We will see you right here next time. And until then, keep walking in your purpose.
The views expressed on this.